Hello, my friends, and welcome into another edition of the JMAC Update. So glad that you are here with me. First of all, let's get this out of the way. Thank you to those of you who have reached out to me concerned about my oldest daughter. Many of you know she recently moved to New Orleans. And yeah, Hurricane Ida. And she was right down near the eye. Fortunately, I raised a daughter of wisdom. And she left on Friday night. I think she left the area. And now, unfortunately, there is no power where she lives. I think that the apartment she's living in survived, but they may not have power for 30 days. So now she's asking the question, where does she go? She's at a friend's house. So we're trying to figure that out. Most important thing, her and the cats, they're both safe. All right, a couple of things that I have on the update today for you. It's all about COVID and some of the madness around COVID, and also some of the very interesting back and forth that's going on. On the side of the right, those people who are against mask mandates are crying and claiming civil rights. And I have detailed for you that this is, in my opinion, a lack of understanding of how civil rights work. And that unless the federal government specifically says you have a right, for example, in the Bill of Rights, then states can do whatever they want. And that's what empowers them to do a smoking ban. That's what empowers them to, drunk driving laws, speeding laws. All of those things come because states get to decide. And people are like, Jay, driving is a privilege. That's why they can put that on there. It's not a right. You're making my point. It's a privilege because it's not listed in the United States Constitution. So states were free and clear to decide, we're going to make that a privilege and we're going to put laws and rules and regulations on it. See how that works? If it was in the Constitution, it would be a protected right. But because it's not, they're free and able to do that. Just like smoking, just like health codes, just like wearing clothes in public. So now that doesn't mean we should allow states to do anything and everything that they want. I think that we should constantly be fighting for expanded rights and freedoms. And remember what people are saying is that my rights are my rights until they take away someone else's rights, when they clash, right? And so now this is the discussion, for example, with smokers. And we've talked about this ad nauseum, right? Smokers' rights were taken away because the act of what they were doing affected the health of other people. So is this not similar to that? Not wearing a mask affecting the health of other people. The question is, what level does that occur, right? We're not requiring it for the common cold. We're not requiring it for the flu. So at what point of contagion and actual mortality rates do we actually allow for these mandates to go into place? I believe that COVID rises to that level. You may not, and I think that's where the discussion should be had, is what level does that happen? We can talk about abortion, and we've talked about that before. You believe in a woman's right to choose until her choice affects the life of somebody else. And the debate is, well, when does that life become protectable? Some people believe at conception, others don't. But clearly, those people on the right believe that there's a time and a place to take away rights when the rights of another person are involved. So let's just make sure that that's clear. It's libertarianism or other philosophies that are just like, no, consequences be damned. I get my rights no matter what. That's not the society that we live in. So I would like the discussion to be around, at what point do we say it's okay for the state or the local governments to step in? What's interesting to me, and the reason that I preface all of this, is because now the other side's claiming civil rights violations. Did you catch this? So this is Salt Lake Tribune. Oh, and by the way, I've set up a way for you to go and see all of the links that I reference. So it's just going to be a public link, and it will be in the description of everything that I post. If you click on that, and if I've done it right, there will be a list of all the links. That way you don't have to ask me afterwards. Just go to that link and you'll be able to go right to the story. Hopefully that is helpful to you, something I've been working on. Okay, Salt Lake Tribune. Feds investigating Utah for ban on schools. All right, this is interesting. Now, one of you asked me about this in our JMAC Live on Thursday night. Utah is now under federal investigation for its ban on schools enacting mandates, which the U.S. Department of Education believes, listen to this, is discriminatory towards students with disabilities or health conditions that make them more susceptible to COVID-19. The department announced the civil rights investigation here and in four other states that have similar prohibitions. So Iowa, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Tennessee. So now the other side is claiming that not wearing a mask is a civil rights violation against those people who have these other diseases. Now, I'm sitting here thinking about this argument, and I think it's dubious. I'm not really buying it. This is Education Secretary Miguel Cardona. He said it's simply unacceptable that state leaders are putting politics over the health and education of the students they took an oath to serve. I agree with that. The investigation comes after Cardona sent warning letters to several state governors and superintendents earlier this month, asking them to reconsider their bans or face a review over whether they're in violation of federal law. I don't believe that there's any teeth to this. I think it's a threat. I'll have to look into it a little bit more. And if you think there's teeth to this, let me know. I would love to look at it. Put it in the comments. This seems to me, if there was teeth to it, you would hear it in the education secretary's statement. But he's saying it's unacceptable that state leaders are putting politics over health. He's not talking about where this is a violation of civil rights. He's talking about how he thinks this should go down. So I don't know that you can make the claim that not wearing a mask is a violation of somebody else's civil rights who has a disability. Let me think about this. Yeah, maybe. I'm just pondering it here. I mean, is that what I'm saying? Is that what we said? Okay, so I'm thinking about it here. I guess the question is, how does it play out to actual law? But yeah, I'm just reasoning this through in my head a little bit more as I hear myself talk. And did we say with smoking that it's a violation of my civil rights for you to smoke and force me to breathe secondhand smoke? I think that's kind of what we said. So then is it a violation of my rights? And honestly, it shouldn't be for people with disabilities or health conditions. It should be for everybody. Is it a violation of my rights for you to breathe a highly contagious virus that runs the risk of putting me in the hospital and die? Okay, I'm processing. I'm doing a little bit better here, so bear with me. Help me process this, all right? That is what they're saying. Is it enforceable? Will it stand up in the courts? That is interesting. For me, the debate has always been, do states have the authority to enact these things? Do local governments have the authority to enact them? And I believe they do. And that has been upheld in the courts so far. The question is not doing it a violation of somebody's civil rights? I got to wrap my brain around this. I feel more confused now that I've started recording than when I started. Help me wrap my brain around this, and we'll dive into this on Tuesday night on our 9:30 lives, and you can join me with that. Mitt Romney kind of making a similar claim here. Mitt Romney blamed the cultural and political war over masks and vaccines on misinformation. He said, quote, "The people who are vaccine hesitant are also authority hesitant. They don't trust the media. They don't trust politicians when they say vaccines are a good idea. They tune it out and turn to the internet when they can find people who are anonymous giving them bad information," end quote. He says local school boards should be allowed to decide the best course of action for their students and teachers when it comes to masks. He said we should keep the decision making as close to the people as possible. Bang, right there. That's the quote. Of course, you've heard me say that hundreds of times, that the reason we don't want to federalize things is because when you federalize things, it takes the control out of the hands of the people. And the same thing goes with the state level. Unless you can justify absolute need for state control over an issue, then it needs to go more local, go to a county level, and then to a city level, and then to a school district level. That's where the rubber hits the road. That's where you and I can have control over it. That's where this decision should be made, unless there is viable reason to not make it at that level. So I agree with Mitt Romney here. He says, "I love for the school district where my grandchildren are going to provide for their safety." Let's see, what else did he say? That's okay. He says the most vocal anti-vaccine and anti-mask citizens like to point to individual liberty to justify their choices, Romney said. People say, "I want my liberty." Well, your liberty affects my health. When that occurs, we have to come to some sort of arrangement. Yeah, that's the question. At what point does the contagion get to a place where you are openly affecting the choices of everybody else? That's why when a member of the Salt Lake County Council said, "I could never tell a parent how to raise their child," I'm like, are you giving your parents the ability to choose whether their child smokes? You giving your child the ability to choose if their child can do drugs? Are you giving your child, the parent, the ability to choose if their child can smoke in school? Come on. That's a load of, you know what? It's just an answer to fill a void of you not being able to make the choice you wanted to make because of political backlash. At least that's my opinion. Talking about misinformation out there, TikTok, Reddit, and Facebook are struggling with ivermectin misinformation. I've shared a little bit about this with you. Ivermectin is approved for use in humans and animals to treat certain things. The problem is the animal prescription, the dosage is all wrong for humans. And none of it is approved for use with COVID. And I'm not aware of a single study that says it works with COVID. But TikTok, Reddit, and Facebook are dealing with waves of content about ivermectin, an anti-parasite drug that is the problem is the sales of ivermectin for animals. Why are they turning to animals? Because they don't need the human prescription. Calls are increasing to the FDA. This was the FDA's tweet. I showed this to you. "You are not a horse. You are not a cow. Seriously, stop it." TikTok is having the problem. Reddit's having the problem. Facebook's having the problem. And they're all dealing with it in differing ways. Reddit is saying, look, they are disagreeing with requests for outright bans. They say Reddit is a place for open and authentic discussion and debate. This includes conversations that questions or disagrees with popular consensus. The Post goes on to say that Reddit will take action when people promote fraud or encourage harm. If you are encouraging a drug that has not been approved to treat what you're saying it is can treat, then are you not encouraging harm? This seems like a pretty clear line to me. Facebook groups have also been sharing misinformation and making sponsored posts that promote and advertise ivermectin for treating or preventing COVID-19. And lo and behold, this is from CBS in Dallas. What's the screaming banner headline? Feed stores are low on ivermectin as reports falsely claiming it treats COVID-19 spread. In fact, you'll see this is Argyle Feed and Hardware. You see the sign they put up? The active ingredient in 7 of the dewormers we keep in stock is ivermectin. These are labeled for animal use only. It is not safe nor approved for human use. And a sad note that has to do with ivermectin. A Georgia police officer who frequently posted anti-vax messages on Facebook and took an anti-parasitic drug instead of a vaccine has died of COVID-19. Captain Joe Manning, 57, of the Wayne County Sheriff's Office, died on Wednesday after a short battle with the virus. Sheriff Chuck Mosley said, "Captain Manning was an integral part of our family and our hearts are broken. Our love and prayers go forward to his family." This is the worst case scenario. And I go back to Reddit's line, like, we want open discussion and we'll only ban it if it's encouraging harm. Well, is this harm or isn't it? What do you think? All right, my friends, that is the JMAC update. Thank you for joining me. If you were on our JMAC club at jmacfarland.com, you would get this update first and you would get it without commercials or ads. So that's a great reason to go to jmacfarland.com and become a member. If you're already a patron on Podbean and Patreon, please come on over to jmacfarland.com because there's much more benefits for you there. If you choose to stay where you're at, that's fine. You'll get what you've always gotten, which is a good feeling about supporting me and helping me pay the bills behind this podcast. But I want to give you more. So come over to jmacfarland.com. You get first access. You get live commercial-free access. You get commercial-free access. You also get access to my books, my webinars, any other projects that I'm working on. So just click on join the club at jmacfarland.com. With that, thank you so much for joining us. Remember, join us Tuesdays and Thursday nights at 9:30 p.m. on Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, or Instagram, where we will be live and taking your live feedback about the issues of the day. So with that, thank you, everybody, and have a wonderful afternoon.